WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo, topping our report this hour. Two entertainment icons dead, passing just hours after one another. TMZ reports Bat Out of Hell singer Meat Loaf died Thursday night after contracting COVID-19. They say he was supposed to attend a business dinner earlier this week for a show he's working on, I'd Do Anything for Love, but the dinner was canceled because he became seriously ill with COVID. Sources say the condition quickly became critical. Now, it's not clear if he was vaccinated. Meat Loaf, one of the greatest rock singers of all time, with his Bat Out of Hell album, which sold an astounding 65 million copies, was 74. Then iconic comedian Louis Anderson has also passed after a battle with blood cancer. TMZ says Anderson has been battling this aggressive cancer, and while it's not clear when he was diagnosed, the star was recently treated for diffuse large B-cell lymphoma in a Vegas hospital. He was 68. A coalition of environmental groups today sued Governor Murphy's administration in an attempt to force more action to address climate change. John Reichman of Blue Wave NJ says the step became necessary after the Department of Environmental Protection rejected Empower NJ's petition for benchmarks for meeting 2030 goals for reducing emissions.
We also recognize that this is a political process as well. We're not going to be able to get complete relief in the courts. And what the governor will respond to, though, is public pressure.
He says he expects the appeal to win, but that would then go back to the DEP to adopt regulations, which could take a long time. Atlantic City is planning to give COVID relief checks to residents and small businesses. Mayor Marty Small Sr. has announced the city will issue $500 checks to people and businesses negatively impacted by the pandemic. Small says the city will use $3.5 million of the money it received from the American Rescue Plan. More than a third of AC's residents live below the poverty line, and the casino dependent economy took a major hit during the COVID shutdowns. It's no secret that patients usually heal better in their own home environment rather than in a hospital. And that's why Virtua Health in South Jersey has launched its hospital at home program. Chief Operating Officer Dr. John Matzinger says eligible patients receive twice daily visits from Virtua staff. Remote monitoring is used to watch blood pressure, telemetry, and more. And
we are able to do routine consults with physicians and other licensed providers. We have around-the-clock support with our hospital home command center. We can even provide meals as well as other ancillary services like x-ray, lab services, therapy, and pharmacy.
He says the program allows patients to receive the same level of care as they would in a hospital. It also helps with the overcrowding in New Jersey hospitals due to the COVID surge. A trap has been set to capture and euthanize a bear that mauled a small dog to death this week, the second killing of a dog by a bear in Sussex County this month. NJ.com reports the 5-year-old Yorkie named Tommy was killed Wednesday night when its owner let the dog out in the backyard and never returned. He found the dog's body after following bear tracks and blood in the snow. Another dog was killed by a bear January 3rd, also in Sparta. Now, it's not clear if the attacks are from the same bear, but the DEP says a trap has been set and state officials plan to euthanize the bear if caught. Download our free app. Take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7. Get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. Staying stuck below freezing, Chief Meteorologist Dan Zaro's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
All Jersey, all the time.
101.5, you guys are my all day thing.
New Jersey 101.5.
104, New Jersey 101.5. Here's your fast traffic.
We have got a big mess this afternoon heading up the New Jersey Turnpike. Northbound delays heavy right now from exit 9 up to 10. There is an overturned tractor trailer in the outer roadway just before the off-ramp at 287. So it looks like at least one lane shut down here. And again, the truck lane slam. Car lane's pretty heavy too. A lot of rubbernecking heading up that way. And it looks like some folks are opting for Route 1 through Edison. Probably a better bet right now. We do see some northbound delays though heading up past Old Post Road. On the Garden State Parkway and Brick, the off-ramp at exit 91 partially blocked with long-term construction. You're going to see some road work on Route 9 in Ocean Township, southbound between Wells Mills Road and Gunning River Road. And they're also doing construction on Route 130 southbound right around the 133 bypass. That's in East Windsor. It looks like traffic being held at the Tacony Palmyra Bridge for an opening. Apart from that, Delaware crossings look okay, and we still look pretty light at the Hudson. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report's up at 118. I'm Jeff Fromm on New Jersey 101.5.
Wherever the road takes you in New Jersey, take us along. Stay safe with fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 in skin weather. Arctic air is back and the deep freeze is on again. Temperatures across New Jersey stuck below freezing for the next 48 to 60 consecutive hours at least. Mid-20s this afternoon, that's all you get under mostly to partly sunny skies. We'll stay dry for now, although tonight there is a chance for some snow showers creeping into southern New Jersey. That's stemming from a coastal storm system well to our southeast. Little to no accumulation here, otherwise partly cloudy skies. Low temperatures tonight in the frigid lower teens. Still frozen tomorrow. With sunshine and blue skies, highs only make it to around 30. Sunday will be slightly warmer, mid to upper 30s, with sun and clouds and a few late day flurries. Thanks to a reinforcing shot of cold air, we're stuck in the 30s again on Monday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Camden 22, Franklin 22, Bloomingdale 17. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5.